All right, Krishna, everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today is Bhakti Wednesday. It's actually technically Friday, but normally I record these on Wednesday, and the name of the series is Bhakti Wednesday, so we're going to stick with that. This week got away from me a little bit in terms of my schedule. We had our taxes due this week, and if any of you have your own business and you know how much of a nightmare it is to do taxes on your own, and my wife was also returning home from being in another country. I was on my own with the kids. So this week kind of was a disaster in terms of trying to get Bhakti Wednesday finished on time. So I apologize for that. It's Bhakti Friday, I guess, today, but Bhakti Wednesday will resume on Wednesdays next week. So, all right. So today we're continuing on with our study of the Nectar of Instruction by reading text number 8. So the verse goes like this. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. In this way, one should reside in Vraj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. So I'm going to read the verse one more time. And this time, as I go, I'm just going to offer some reflections. Let's begin again. The essence of all advice is that one should utilize one's full time, 24 hours a day, in nicely chanting and remembering the Lord's divine name, transcendental form, qualities, and eternal pastimes, thereby gradually engaging one's tongue and mind. So there's another way of summarizing this in Bhakti Yoga that I've heard many times, which is the two rules of Bhakti summarized are always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So I love this advice because in a sense, what the essence of all advice boils down to is that we should try to engage as much of our day as possible in devotion. And devotion looks different. There are many devotional practices in Bhakti. Of course, one of the main ones is mantra meditation, but that we should engage ourselves full time in the steep ourselves like a tea bag, you know, being steeped in the transcendental vibration. What is that vibration? Well, it's talking about God. It's thinking about God. It's sacred sound. It's mantra. It's offering our food to God. It's so many different things, but there's a sense in which Bhakti says, if you want to get the results, you have to steep yourself in a devotional lifestyle 24 hours a day. Now, 24 hours a day, you hear that initially and you go like, that sounds impossible. But I think that the essence of all advice is basically stay immersed. Stay immersed in a devotional current. Be connected to the divine in everything that you do and think. And even if you're not doing it all of the time, it certainly doesn't mean you're a failure. Like that's the topmost goal. But it's also the most essential advice because it's like, well, what should I do with my time? What should I do with my day? What should I do next? What should I do in this situation? And the essence of all advice is that we should be steeped in the divine presence of God. And there's many ways of doing that, but that's sort of the essence of all advice. In this way, one should reside in Vraj, Goloka Vrindavan Dham, and serve Krishna under the guidance of devotees. Now, this is a little esoteric, but the gist of this here is, I would just translate it loosely and maybe a little bit more universally as saying that, there's an actual place, you know, Vrindavan in this world where you might live, and it's a place of pilgrimage. So you might visit there or live there. And serve and hang around people who are there immersed in Krishna consciousness. So that's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is saying that this process of immersion literally transports you into the spiritual world. And in that world, you find that there are people to serve and that devotion is a way of life. And there's a way of getting involved that starts to appear naturally. For example, the fact that I have something called Bhakti Wednesday in my life, how the heck did that happen? Well, it happened because I started immersing myself in the transcendental vibration of mantra meditation, kirtan. I started meeting people And I started finding ways of serving and hopefully helping other people find a path of love and grace. So if you immerse yourself in this, you're going to be transported to the spiritual dimension of life, I'll call it. And in so doing, you will find people who love God, who are doing things to serve God, and you'll get involved. One should follow in the footsteps of the Lord's beloved devotees who are deeply attached to his devotional service. So also, like, look for people who are devoted and get on board with what they're doing somehow. This is good advice. And I can tell you that in my own life, this is the best advice I've ever received. Immerse yourself in devotion to divinity and notice that a spiritual dimension of life starts to open up. The kingdom of God sort of opens up here on earth, and you start meeting people who are devoted to sacred things, and you find ways of getting involved with those people and those kinds of activities. It opens up like a flower. That's the essence of all advice, according to this beautiful book, The Nectar of Instruction. So I hope that you find some encouragement in that. Does it all have to happen at once? No, but even if you add just a drop of this devotion and stay consistent with just little drops every day, in time it grows. Just like the story you guys might remember that I told about the fish who gradually needed a bigger vessel, bigger and bigger and bigger, until he needed the ocean. So bhakti is like that too. Devotion takes up maybe a small amount of our time. Maybe it's just this video you watch once a week. But then gradually the currents of devotion start opening your mind and your heart to more people, more things, more learning, and the vibration and immersion in it grows. And the people in your life that are immersed and steeping themselves in it appear more and more. And, you know, they say, how can you know that you're on the path home to God? You'll know it because you'll start seeing, if the God is like the sun rising in the east, you'll see the first beams of the sun before you see the sun ball coming up. And the first beams of the sun are the people who progressively are starting to come into your life that love God and are devoted to God. So the more that you start noticing, oh, look, these people, this topic, these interests are starting to appear. Those are like the little rays of the sun starting to appear in the morning before the sun comes up. So you can think about it like that too. This video, the fact that you're interested in spiritual topics at all, is like the sunrise coming up before the sun appears. So it's a good sign. Take faith, keep immersing yourself, keep the vibration going. All right, that's what I've got for you all. I hope that this was helpful. Hare Krishna.